everybody, and welcome to the CEO AF podcast. I'm your host, Kemba Garcia.
And I'm your co-host, Amanda Bell.
And today, guys, we're going to be talking about a super fun topic. And literally, it's so fun, it's actually a game.
It is a game. You guys, we found ourselves walking through the airport a couple weeks ago talking about gamifying life, right? Kemba calls it gamifying life. I call it the different video game levels in life. Okay, because you guys know there's seasons to life, there's things that come up, there's days that you're over the moon excited about everything, and there's moments where they're just kind of stinky, not as great, right? And you know, and we're currently in one of those seasons that wasn't as great to navigate through, right? It wasn't as much fun to navigate through. A lot of you guys know that Kemba has completely started over in life, is what it felt like to her, right? And so while we're walking through the airport, we're talking about the different levels of life, just like the different levels of a video game. So I don't know about you guys, but we both played Crash Bandicoot growing up. And I also played Tarzan. I don't know if you guys did that one. But what we found during the video game was like you'd play all the way through this level. And if you had that memory card chip, the very special kids had this memory card chip. I remember I was so excited when my mom bought my sister and I one. You could lock in your place where you last started. Otherwise, every time you restarted the video game, you started from the beginning. And for me, it was like a race. Like, how quickly can you get through these first few levels so you can pick up where you left off, right? So you can pick up where you left off and keep learning and growing and finding new features inside of this game. And that's exactly like life, exactly like business. So it's never one time. I'm like, Kemba actually says it best. So I'm going to pass the mic over to you, sister. But it pretty much essentially, it's never, everything you learn, you get to keep forever. It's stored inside of your database, right? Inside of your brain. If you can't see me, I was pointing to our brain when I said database. And the cool thing is you can always tap back into that and pull it out when you need it. I'm like, sister, if you want to share more on that, because a lot of it is your personal story of restarting back over and getting off the ground and gamifying the process.
I had to, sister. Otherwise, it was going to take me down. And anybody that's been following me on social media, you guys have probably noticed that I went through a divorce. I moved homes. I also walked away from a company that I built for 8 years, right? So a multi-million dollar company that I had scaled and started a new company in the same industry, right? Like, and the beautiful part about that is exactly what Amanda said. I mean, I know the recipe, right? I have the cheat codes. It wasn't starting over. It didn't feel like starting over like 8 years ago, starting over, but I definitely did feel that. So my game growing up was Mario. Okay. It's like anybody that was a Mario Brothers fan, I need you to go ahead and put that little mushroom emoji, like on whatever platform you're listening to this in the comments.
I can hear the beats as we go.
Either way, but you know when you take the jump, right? And it's like you take the jump from like one thing to another and then you fall down into the cracks and you're like, no, because you already know you're fixing. It's like when you're jumping on those like those green circle, like, or what are the, like the cylinder things that you like jump over and then like you don't jump far enough and you're like, shit, I fell, right? It was one of those moments in life where I'm like, man, I've been cruising. I'm on like level 12, right? Like we're crushing it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, shit, I fell. I died. Back to the start of the level again, right?
I love that you just said I died, because honestly, how many times are versions of ourselves in life and in business dying off and then being recreated based off the information you already have, right? You already know not to go dive the car into the little cart into the water. We can't even play in the water. We die, you know? Yep. So based off the information that you currently have, the new version of you that comes to life, right?
Mm. And sometimes you find those little things in there. Like I remember there was like little hidden coins and you could like get wings and like some little special things that would like help you your next time around, you know? And that's really the season that I find myself sitting in today, is it's like, yeah, I did. I'm definitely going back to the beginning of this level, maybe not 12 levels back, but at least to the beginning of this level. But this time it's like, I already know where the little coins are. I already know where the little mushroom things are. And I can pick those up along the way so that I can buy the wings and put them on before it's time to make the big jump in multiple different ways in life. And so you know, part of this process, because there's been so many people, and like sister knows because she's right next to me in all levels of life and business and one of my biggest support systems. So I'm like, first of all, thank you, Amanda Bell. So grateful. You know, sometimes in gamifying life, you do need your team, right? Like we're kind of talking about it through the context of video games right now, which is maybe a solo player type of thing. But a lot of times in the game, you can't get through it without your team. And this is one of those seasons for me. I have found that a lot of people that I thought were on my team aren't. Mm-hmm. I even text sister this morning and I'm like, man, mm-hmm. I just realized there's another person I haven't seen, another person that's deleted me off of social media that I thought was my friend, that I thought was on my team, right? And I'm finding that those team members fall off. But what I'm also finding is that new ones that are more aligned with this level are coming. But there have been some steadfast team members through that. Sister Jacqueline, right? Like I've had so much love continue to surround me through this that's kept my wings flying and flourishing. And having that support behind me has really allowed me to gamify the process and have some fun because I did die. And I want to rewind back. I mean, a big piece and multiple pieces did, yeah. Honestly. And I remember, sister, when you and I were in Mexico, maybe like, and I mean, shit, you guys, for perspective, it's April. I think Amanda and I have already hopped on over 10 planes this year. I mean, we've just been so many places, but most of those Mexico. And we were there a couple months ago, and I was actually sitting out by the pool at our condo at Parque Real. And I went through this whole meditation. And in that meditation, God literally just asked me to die, just surrender to the process. And it gives me chills. I'm like, if you guys can, I got the chicken skins, right? Because it's like surrender to the process, because sometimes it really does start. It really does require starting over again, knowing that you do have the power of those cheat codes, right? So I knew in my meditation, I went through this entire where I literally like flashed back on my life, and I flashed back on memories that I've had and things that I've learned. And it wasn't that I was losing any of that, but I was asked to surrender and to die to this level right now, because if I could go back and do it again, I could go back and do it again better.
Mm.
That's the part that I think a lot of people struggle with. And I know that had I not had, again, my team, my cheat codes, which I'm going to tell y'all, my personal cheat codes are my spirituality, A, and my other cheat codes are NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And the other cheat codes that I have are everything that we talk about inside of the CEOAF family when it comes to staying on our magic carpet and gamifying the process. And one of our core values of have fun, right? And so it came this moment where it's like, Kimba, you have this beautiful opportunity right now, sister, to act on what you teach, to do what you say, to implement the tools that are in your toolbox, and to show people who you truly are, even when you fall on your face. And I've had a lot of people discount that. And I've had a lot of people dismiss themselves from the game, if you will. And I've had a lot of people say, you know what? But at the end of all that, I knew in my heart who I was. I knew in my heart my vision. And I knew that part of being a visionary is sometimes that you can't expect other people to see the vision until you manifest it, until you execute on the rebuild, right? And then they all get the opportunity to see it. But a lot of people only see it once you win the level. They only see it once you move on to level 13, right? But they don't always... It's hard for some people to see when all they see is you drop and you die, and then you drop again and you died, and you're starting over. They're like, man, they may never make it to the next level, but you can see in your heart of hearts that you can, and that you have all of these resources to go along with it. So that's been through that. When I initially was free falling, right? I'm like, I just took the jump. We did not hit the little green tube, right? That I was supposed to, or whatever, in the Mario game. And all of a sudden I'm like, shit, I'm free falling. And in that moment, I had to surrender to the game. I had to surrender to having fun with the process. And that's something that I really hope that anybody that's going through the restart of a new level, or the death of one season into another, or a transitional season, man, I hope that if you take nothing from this podcast, that you will just remember to have fun. Actually, this is one of the things that Amanda taught me when we did get connected, right? It's when Amanda and I first started being friends, she goes, you know what, Kimba, I've got this rule in life, man. If I'm going to do it, if I'm going to do it anyway, I'm at least going to have fun. And I was like, man, if we could all adopt that law. And so I'm so grateful for your guidance and your friendship and your mentorship through this season, because that's something I've been able to really grasp onto and say, like, you know what, Kimba, you're about to go through this anyway. It's your choice how bad it sucks. And it's your choice how much fun you have with it. And even through the challenges and the hard times and the restarts and all the things, like, we know that we have the resources to be able to rebuild. And when we can have fun with that, we keep our vibration up, we keep our creativity up. And that's truly when we have the best chance of survival. If our vibration's not high, you know, when your vibe's high, I don't know if you guys have ever hit that part in Super Mario Brothers, but there's actually a point when you get to earn this, like, some, and it's been damn over 25 years since I've picked up a Mario video game, right? But it's like, I remember when I used to stay up all night and play it, I eventually unlocked something that actually gave me these wings. I got to fly over a whole level. It's the water level that's like level 30 something on Mario, but you actually just get to fly over the whole, you don't even have to play it. You just get to fly over all of it. And that's at CEOAF what we refer to as our magic carpet, right? And when we can stay on our magic carpet, we actually have the best chances of survival, because we don't get stuck in all the bullshit down here at ground level. And that's the way that I've been navigating the last 6 months, is to stay on the magic carpet, make sure that I'm having fun with the process, and understanding that I'm not caught up on how many times that I die on the level, because I know that every time that I play the level, I collect more coins, which buys me more lives. And so I get to start over as many times as I want to, I need to, as many times as God asks me to, as many times as the universe directs me to, all the way until the curriculum of life is finished, all the way until the lessons are learned, until the purpose is there. And the other day, sister, I found myself actually in the car, because my new company, guys, is called Skyline Property Services, okay? So we are... Yeah, we are serving customers here in Dallas-Fort Worth, also in the Indiana-Kentucky market. And I'm looking at opening up another market right now too. So I came in hot and heavy with this new brand, and I already have my team built that's fire and we're crushing it, right? Because I had the cheat code. So I just got to come in, rebuild the engine, rebrand the situation. I know how to market. I know how to brand. I know how to build teams. I know how to build out systems and processes. I know how to track money, right? So it was just bringing back together the engine that I already knew how to build. That necessarily wasn't, it's hard because it's a lot of work, right? So it wasn't hard because I already knew the information to do. It was a lot of work that, of course, I'm still putting in. But the other day I was actually in the car. We had this big hailstorm come through. So Day-Day and I were out in Rome, Texas, you know, and you guys, Day-Day is part of the CEOAF fam. He has been for a couple of years, and he jumped on board. He goes, Kimba, you know what, man, like, he's moving up north with his son in a couple months. And he's going to start him a power washing business when he gets up there. And he said, I'm going to come sell roofs with you. I want to be next to you for the next couple months, Kimba. I feel like I'm supposed to be. He said, I'm going to help you launch this company. And this is how our fam just rolls at CEOAF, man. I'm going to help you launch this company. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to sell some roofs with you. We're going to do the things. And he's like, I want to learn from you in that process. And the only thing that I'm going to ask of you, Kimba Garcia, is that when I get up there and I start my pressure washing company, that I can call you when I need to, girl. I'm like, done, right? Absolutely. So him and I we're sitting in the wagon out in Rome, and we've been scouting around the hailstorm, but we found ourselves in this beautiful conversation, like people at our vibration tend to find themselves in, people in our tribe tend to find themselves in. It was just a little deeper than surface level. But I found myself saying what I want to say on this podcast today is, it's like us, because he gave me the most beautiful compliment, sister. And I made a post about this on Facebook the other day. If you guys go look at my Facebook and, I don't know, scroll down. What day is it? April 4th. So go look at around like April 3rd. We'll say April 2nd or 3rd, right? And I put a picture of Day-Day and I up, Daylin and I up. And he gave me this beautiful compliment. And he actually started it with, you know, Kimba, I used to not like you. And he's told me this a couple times, right? Where he's like, I really used to not like you. And he's like, because there was something in you that I reflected that I felt like I didn't have, or I couldn't do, or I couldn't accomplish, you know? And I think that I hope that if you're listening to this right now and you came into my life, or you were introduced to me after I was already on level 13 or 14, before I fell, right? Before I fell and died, it may have looked like that it was perfect or easy, or that I had these skill sets that were unattainable, or like, or whatever the case may be. But he said, but one day we were sitting at dinner, and you remember, sister, we went to that Mexican restaurant down the road. Yeah. The whole fam went to that Mexican restaurant. And I noticed that whenever we sat down, that I kind of like had my back turned to him a little bit like this, because I was talking this way. But I felt that I did have a little guard here. And I intentionally turned my body language and I opened up my energy both ways, which in that moment was hard for me to do because it was really like the thick of the shit, you know? And I felt myself kind of have this guard up to people that weren't you, that weren't Jacqueline, that weren't somebody that was already penetrated into my inner aura at a deep level. I had this little like thing up. And I remember I turned and I was like, just let it down. And he said, it gives me chills too, because he said at that moment, he said, Kemba, at that moment, I realized that you're human. I felt, because he's a reflector in human design. And guys, our next podcast we're going to do is actually going to be human design, right? So if you don't know anything about it yet, it's cool. Google it or stay tuned. We're going to chat about it on our next podcast. But he said, I was able to feel in that moment that you also went through challenges, that you're also human, and that you also go through things. And he said, but there was something different. And he said, and now that I've been next to you for a few months, I'm realizing what that difference is. And it's that you just don't quit. You don't put down the controller, right? And this, in the topic of this podcast, like when I die, I just go play again. And if I die again, I smile and we keep having fun. It's like, you know what? Oh my God, do I get to play this level again? Do I get to get back in the trenches and rebuild my business again? Do I get to get a whole new home and redecorate and create a whole new space again? Do I get to revamp the mother that I am? Because now I'm a single mother to two boys. Blaze turns 11 this month. Peyton is 16. He'll be 17 in June. Do I get to? And this goes back to our NLP and our language patterns, right? Of like, what language are we using? Or do we have to, or do we get to? Yes. Is this hard or are we having fun, right? And I just took that as such a compliment, because he's like, Kemba, I realize how many people are around me that are constantly have a reason to lose. And I called it in my post the one size, right? Well, once I know this, I'll do that. Well, once this happens, then I'll do this. Well, once I feel better about that, then I'll go move over here, you know? And I've had a lot of people reach out to me and resonate with that they're like, Kemba, thank you for that post, girl, because I'm stuck in the one size. I'm like, once I do this, then I'll do that. And I'm like, and that's the game that I don't play. I don't play the game of the one size. And when I go back to the beginning of the level, honestly, I make sure that I'm pumped to do that level again. I make sure that I'm excited and happy to do that level again. So I found myself in the car, sister. I said to him, I'm like, I sat there for a second and I said, you know what, Daylen, that truly came from my spirituality piece to me, right? Like that's truly what helped me heal the humanness of me that wants to push back against challenges. Because the truth is, I know that everything is divine. I know that when God says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, I'm the dark and the light, I'm the mountain, I'm the valley, I'm every fucking thing in between, I take that as my truth. And so if the universe says, Kemba, walk through the fire, it takes me back to that song that we used to sing in church, girl. I was like, I don't know if you remember that one, but it was like, God, I'll walk through the fire if you ask me to. I'll walk through the fire if you ask me to. And that's the season that I'm in life right now, because I understand that the fire that I'm walking through is divine. It's with purpose. It's with intention. And it's part of my life curriculum to get where I'm going, right? And so when we remember to just gamify that process, it makes it a little bit more palatable to get through. But you guys, if you're going through a season, if you died, if you're back to level one, if you're this or you're that, man, you're in life's curriculum. That's it. And it's all divine and it's all perfect. So have some fucking fun. Gamify the process and let's go.
I love it. So before we wrap up here, I have a question. And if I have the question, I feel like everybody else on the podcast is going to have the same question. So you mentioned something. You mentioned keeping your vibration high was where it was at. That was the one piece that you knew that if you could do that the entire time and ride that magic carpet, that you were going to be okay. All the way back, all the way into the divine path that you know that you're on today. So for everybody that's listening on here today, Kemba Garcia, how does it feel to somebody who is vibrating at a higher level? How do they know when they're vibrating at a higher level?
Oh, I love that. You know, because it's more aligned with the frequency of light than dark. You know, because you can feel yourself constantly operating through a state of gratitude no matter what. You know when you're operating through the framework of love and through acceptance and through surrender. That's for me how I know that I'm on the right frequency to what I'm looking to manifest and the frequency of what I truly align with in this life and in this season and in this level of the game. I was actually driving home the other day and I had to text Amanda, y'all. I had to text Amanda because I was like, girl, I'll be honest with you. I'm about to get this out of my soul real quick. I got to say one thing and then I'm going to release it because if I don't, it's poisonous to me inside. And it was, in all transparency, the vibration of resentment. And that makes me want to tear up a little bit because the vibration of resentment is not who I am. And it's not who any of us are. Because we are all of the divine and we are all of God and we all of our souls are the micro to the macro, right? You guys hear me talk about the macro consciousness that is God, and then our soul is the micro of that. And when we're truly on our magic carpet, when we're truly operating at a higher vibration, we're operating at the frequency of the divine itself. And so there's no place for poison or resentment. And so when I feel myself, because it's all language, it's whatever, however you process it, it doesn't matter. But when I feel myself slip from the grace of God, because I have removed myself from grace, I've removed myself from love, I've slipped down into the low vibration of resentment. And for me, that's when I'm really navigating right now, because when you, and we won't get into the schematics of it, because maybe there's a piece of my company that was taken from me. Maybe there's a piece of me that walked away. I think it depends on what side of the coin you look at that. How that happened. And then you're driving home from the airport. You have the largest storm event that's happened in DFW in the last 4 years. And you've already worked your ass off to build a vehicle that could maximize the potential of that storm. But instead you're doing it over here with brand new SEOs, with no Google reviews. And like, you're starting everything over, right? It's like, it's this feeling of resentment. As I watched that storm roll in, I was kind of like, and that's just me being authentic as fuck with you guys right now. Like, that is just me being as real as I can possibly be, and maybe even oversharing for the season that I'm in today. But it's like, just around some of the things we have going on with that. But it's like that feeling of resentment started to kick in, and I could physically feel my energy lower. Yeah. I could physically in my body, I could feel it in my body when I'm vibrating, because it is a frequency, it's a vibration. And when I feel myself operating outside of excitement for what I'm building, and instead I'm looking behind me and being resentful of what is over there. You know, I think sometimes we just really have to put on these like blinders and stay focused to our purpose and our path and to love and to light, and just not let anything else fuck with us on that journey, right? It's like all that has to move. And so that's how I feel it, sister. That's how I feel it.
I love it. I love it, you guys. So that's the mission, is to feel it at that level. Also to see it. My hope for everybody is that everybody that's ever listening or ever takes away a piece from one of these podcasts, one, just like Kimba said, stay open to receiving it all. And I challenge you to look at the lower vibrations from another perspective. I challenge everybody that does listen, or maybe that's in one of our free communities inside of CEOAF, anywhere you're at and you hear this information, I want to challenge you to see these situations, the resentment situations, those lower vibration situations from another perspective. And what I mean by that is it's very easy to see it from that angle when you're in the heat of the moment. It also only takes just a second when you're vibrating at a little bit higher level to start entertaining other possibilities. So what are the odds that God gave you the massive, largest hailstorm that's hit DFW in the last 4 years for your company to scale? Because there's going to be homeowners that need your help, that need your team support, that need your team out there on their roof, fixing their families, literal roof that they live under, right? And they're not going to care about the reviews today. The hailstorm's too big and there's more coming. They're not going to care about the reviews today. They're going to hear the experience. They're going to feel the compassion and empathy that your team carries when you navigate through. I know firsthand, I've been right there beside you. I've seen it, that your team carries through all of that. And so what a blessing it is that we have the opportunity to have the largest hailstorm in the last 4 years to kickstart this company off with. And with that,
exactly, girl, before I even got home from the airport, really, it probably only took me like 2 minutes. And that's the thing that I hope people get is, you know, by the time you've already been through the level 4 times, you do get a little bit faster at this shit. You know what I'm saying? And so I felt myself fall down there. I was like, oh, I got to release it. I'm like, And for some reason, Amanda gets a lot of my releases, right? I guess that's part of the best friend duty. I don't know. But I'm like, girl, I'm going to throw this out to the universe and we're going to alchemize it down together. Because that's exactly what I did. Is I'm like, you know what, sister? The truth is, this is a blessing. This is a blessing. We have a lot to work off of right now. And you guys, fun fact, Amanda actually turned 34 last month, right? And Amanda had a birthday, and on her birthday, she went out and door knocked with my team in that hellstorm on her birthday, right? So I found myself falling right back into the love, the light, the compassion, the growth. It's not about how much money can you run out and make in a hellstorm anyway, right? Like, that's not even what it's about. It's about being able to get out there and help people and serve people at a high level. And I know with faith and with grace and with compassion that I was put here in DFW, and I have the team, and I've manifested the team to me that is the perfect tribe to get out and do that. And that's how we pass this level, right? That's how we pass this level.
Love it. I'm like, everybody go pick up that memory card chip, because you already know once you've done that level multiple times, that memory card chip helps to get you guys back there much quicker. The more times you repeat seeing it from a different perspective, the more times you repeat showing gratitude and thanks and compassion and love and all of the above, you guys, it comes easier and quicker every single time, to the point where at some point it is your natural state of being. It is your natural state of being, and it's your truth. So,
and guys, if you don't have a tribe around you right now, if you do not have a tribe around, if you don't have an Amanda and a Jacqueline in your corner, and you have died and you've fallen and you've started over, even if you haven't, even if you're just working on getting to the next level and the next level, right? You guys do me a favor and head over to www.ceo-af.com/membership. Okay. Because that's how you can enter into our free community of, I think we have like, I don't know, we got a whole tribe in there by now, right? Like maybe close to 100 entrepreneurs in there. That are inside of this community that do understand vibrations, frequencies, love, light, keeping each other on our magic carpet. In there, we teach the skill sets of neurolinguistic programming. We normalize a lot of the things that we've talked about on this podcast. And I know for me that if it wasn't for years of training and conditioning mindset and my spirituality and my soul and having the right tribe around me, I would not be sitting here as the person that you guys see speaking on this podcast today. I would be in a whole different space and a whole different spot. And you know, that's one of those things where I think a lot of times people like, I actually read this thing the other day. It's like, I'm self-made. And I'm like, well, I'm telling you right now, I'm not. I am not self-made. I am made by my community, by the knowledge and the resources that have been poured into me by mentors, wonderful mentors. I am made by the love of God itself. I am made by the love of my family, of my friends. I am made by the love and the support of my team, right? And so let's not get in that frequency and vibration of like, oh, I do all this alone. Man, you don't have to. You can gamify the process with a team that genuinely is going to help you have more fun. It's more fun to do it with the team anyway, right? And so head over again. That's www.ceo-af.com/membership. And sign up there for our free community, guys, and we will see you on the inside. If you found this podcast to be any degree of helpful or inspiring, also do us a favor and just share it. We have been traveling, rebuilding companies, replaying levels, right? And so we haven't had a podcast out in a few months. And we had a lot of you guys reach out to us and actually request that we get back on dropping podcasts. So here we are. Do us a favor and just be part of that ripple effect that never ends. We love you guys so much, and we will see you on our next podcast about human design. Bye, y'all.
Bye.